anime without subtitles, without the subs. It's like, woo, that's cool.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Rupees Over Ramen, the show where we talk about animation, creativity, the creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. So I'm super excited today. We're going to be doing that Saturday morning series story time type thing that I talked about. Today is not a Saturday, I know, but I hope you guys still enjoy this awesome story that I wrote and then recorded with some of my friends. Anyway, let's get into this, and I hope you guys enjoy. Scene setting, exterior, edge of the woods during the day. So we see Leaf, a young man with his hair pulled back in a messy samurai bun, energetic as ever, as he makes breakfast and tends to the fire. He snaps along to the beat of the song as he flips pancakes. The sweet aroma of pancakes fills the air. Leaf looks towards the picnic table. Koji, their pet chicken, rests on the deck of cards beside a lone bottle of sriracha. The chicken, Koji, taps along happily to the song. Hey Koji, you think you can wake up the guys? Koji hops down to the ground, waddles over to one of the boys, and begins pecking near his face. The boy startles awake, causing the chicken to flee in the opposite direction. The ruckus causes the other friends to eventually stir awake. The fire crackles warmly. The friends eventually meet around the fire, awaiting the hot and tasty pancakes. The friends are as follows. Wrapped in a cozy blanket, the youngest of the group, Obi, cooking pancakes, Leaf, clutching a bottle of maple syrup like a teddy bear, still half asleep, Royce, with Avi nearby petting their pet chicken, Koji. Leaf serves up pancakes to his friends, with one made special for Obi topped with bunny ears. The friends eat the pancakes, mouths full, with not a word uttered. Royce breaks the silence as he pours himself a glass of orange juice.
So, we got any plans for today?
I'm heading to the market to grab some food for the week. Also, there's that new Chinese restaurant opening later this evening.
Ooh, nice. We definitely need to stop by there.
The crew finishes eating their breakfast and gets ready for the day.
Has anyone seen my backpack?
Lost it again, huh, did ya?
It's not my fault it's such a dump here.
Avi crosses the group and wanders into the trailer. He emerges with Obi's backpack in his hands. Obi is so distracted looking for his backpack that he doesn't realize Avi has already found it. Avi taps him on the shoulder as Obi inspects a pile of leaves. Obi is startled.
Here's your backpack, Obi. It was on your bed. You must have used it as a pillow last night.
Oh, thanks, Avi. I forgot about that.
Obi blushes, a bit embarrassed.
No problem.
Royce is anxiously standing by the entrance waiting to go, bouncing up and down with anticipation.
Y'all ready to get going? I want to get those soft pretzels hot off the press.
Don't worry, the pretzels will still be warm when you get there. Avi looks towards Obi, who is hopping across the campsite as he attempts to don his shoes.
You ready to go, Avi?
Yep, just need to get my shoe on.
Obi finally gets his shoe fully on his foot and joins his friends at the entrance.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
The group makes their way towards a nearby bus stop heading into the city. Obi's face suddenly flashes as he spins around and darts back to the camp. The rest of the group looks back confused as they wait for him.
Can't forget to bring Koji.
Obi exclaims happily as he carries the chicken to rejoin his group. The friends ride on the bus, each doing something different as they make their way toward the city. Leaf busily scribbles in his sketchbook while Royce does pull-ups on the overhead railings. Avi drums rhythmically on the edge of his seat. Obi sits in the front of the bus near the bus driver while Koji sits in his lap. The bus driver glances at Obi confused, but then returns to his routine drive, trying to pay no attention to the chicken and the odd boy. They continue down the road peacefully. The bus driver hits a deep pothole and Koji is launched into the air, away from Obi's lap, further back on the bus. Obi shouts across the bus.
Oh no, Koji!
Leaf puts his hand over his face while Roy swings from the railings, now chasing after the runaway chicken with Obi. Obi wanders on the ground and under the seats after Koji, while Roy steps across the tops of the seats over the disgruntled passengers. Chaos ensues. Eventually, Avi looks down after feeling a tapping at his feet and sees Koji below his feet. He picks up Koji and places him on the seat next to him.
I got them, guys. It's all good.
The bus comes to a grinding halt and the boys disembark from the bus. Moments later. Okay, everyone. We're going to split up so we can get what we need for the week faster. Then we meet back up here once we got everything. Leaf pulls a shopping list out of his pocket and splits it down the middle, handing one half to Royce.
Nice. Avi and me will go and grab the snacks. You and Obi can grab the produce.
The group splits up into their pairings and heads off in opposite direction into the street market. At the pretzel vendor, Royce waits impatiently for his soft pretzel while Avi speaks with the vendor. After a few moments, the vendor hands Avi two pretzels and Avi hands one to Royce.
Oh, thanks, bro. I thought I was gonna starve.
Yeah, no problem.
Royce sees a nearby cotton candy machine.
Yo, what? They have cotton candy. Groceries can wait.
Royce disappears into the crowd, leaving Avi standing alone.
Wait, dude, you took the list.
Avi awkwardly follows after Royce. After a while of searching, Avi cannot find Royce.
What cotton candy machine? There's nothing here.
Avi decides his efforts are futile and starts running back to the pretzel man. As he's running, he trips over a young boy on the ground. Avi falls to the ground as he sees the small figure that he tripped over. He sits up from the ground to apologize, but is caught in a moment of confusion. The young boy that he tripped over was covered in dirt from head to toe and had his face covered by a wooden mask. Thanks again so much for joining. I hope you guys enjoyed part one of Under the Rubies. Next part's gonna be coming out soon, so stay tuned for that and see you guys next time. Peace.